Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
I want to tell you about something that happened yesterday. And you know, this is such a common situation. So this woman comes in to have me check out her spine, and she's been having like all these crazy, ridiculous symptoms for all this time. You know, her arm is numb, and she's got breathing issues, and she's got bowel issues, and she's looking for answers. She's looking for help. We do a full workup. I sit down with her and I say, this is what's going on with your spine. And, you know, whenever you have spinal issues, it can directly create problems in the body.
Was her spine a mess?
Her spine was a disaster.
Yeah, that's why she has all those problems.
Yeah, and clinically it correlated. You know, she had some degeneration in her lower neck, and her spine was really straight, which can cause arm pain. And she had a curvature in her low back, which compromises the nervous system function to the intestines, which could be a factor in her bowel issues. You know, so all this stuff going on. And she says to me, I just don't want to make any changes. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, I know what I have to do. I know I should be getting adjusted. I know I should be eating better. I know I should be exercising. And she's like, I don't have the energy to make all those changes.
So she'd rather be sick all the time?
Right.
What?
But this is what's interesting. Most people won't just come out and clarify it that abruptly. But really, that's how a lot of people feel.
It is. I've heard that before.
They just don't want to. But what's interesting with change, and that's what we're talking about on today's show, is just change. How do you finally just change something? You know, because you can feel it building. You know, maybe you're slowly gaining weight and you can feel it building that you know you have to do something different. Maybe your body is becoming symptomatic, even beyond physical. Maybe you can feel a relationship is starting to go south. You can feel that something needs to change, but it feels hard if it's past its time. Do you know what I mean?
Like, because right, it's too much of a daunting task to make those changes.
Right. If I had been doing this a month ago or 5 years ago or whatever, it just, the world starts to feel more complicated and it feels hard to change. And, you know, sometimes it's too soon to make a change. It's just not the right timing. And so something you're trying to press change and it feels hard. How do you do it? How do you make the change? Because if you think about it, you probably know more people that really need to make an obvious change that for some reason just aren't, then you know people who are going out and making all the changes.
Don't you think you need some sort of catalyst?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Either moving towards something you really, really want. You know, I have a high school reunion and I really want to lose this weight, or I have a wedding, or I have, yeah.
Like I wanted to get into a Speedo this summer, so I did it. Why
you
are you
just
laughing?
Did it. You just did it. You went out and bought one and put it on. That was easy.
And I look fantastic in it.
So I hear that from Elizabeth.
Yes.
Or you're moving away from fear. You know, you go to the doctor, you get this diagnosis. They're like, you know, you could drop dead of a heart attack if you don't make these changes in your life. And so there's something you're moving away from.
That would do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's fear. But there has to be a catalyst. But here's the key is really, I think, being able to look at your life and recognizing what needs to change, really sitting down and saying, okay, what needs, because would you agree? You could probably look at somebody else's life and be like, geez, obviously this needs to change. And it's so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for that person, it hasn't been brought up to a conscious level.
Right.
Or you haven't faced it. Because once you face what you think needs to change, that means you probably have to do something.
Exactly.
I've had people not come in to get checked in the office because they say, I don't know. I don't want to know what's wrong. Because once I know what's wrong, then I'm going to feel pressure to change it. So I'd rather just not know.
Do you think some people actually like being sick, though? Because it gives them, like, a shtick? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I do agree that psychologically, there's an advantage to any situation. There's an advantage to being the victim. There's an advantage to being sick. Because there's maybe attention.
Right.
But I also think there are those people that think that there are no other options and this is the way it is. And so...
Yeah.
They have to take this medication or they have to do this because there's nothing else they can do because that's what they're told. So they believe what they're told.
But they're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So becoming educated about what needs to change is really pushing you towards having to make a change. So oftentimes mm-hmm. when we finally see people in the office, they're ready. They'll come in and say, I am here because I have to do something different, or I know I need to think differently about my body, and they're ready. But other times they are dragged into the office by somebody else who recognizes they need to change. And literally it's a process for them to mentally get to a place where they're ready to commit.
Didn't you guys drag me into the office?
Yes.
Kicking and screaming?
The first time.
Yeah.
The first, and that's a perfect example.
Yeah.
The first time, but it wasn't the right time for you.
For whatever reason.
And I've learned that you can't pull someone into care who's just for some reason they're not ready.
Right,
or they're,
exactly.
It's not the right time for them.
Yep.
Because they just won't commit. You know?
True.
I'm not going to go to their house every week and pick them up and bring them to the office. You know, they
I think
have
that's
to.
That's what I was hoping.
This reminds me of a story of a woman that comes to my yoga class, and we had talked about chiropractic, and I gave her a card of someone I knew in her area, and she was going to go. And then I saw her later and she hadn't gone. Well, a couple of weeks ago, she came to me and she said, I'm ready to go to the chiropractor, but I don't know what to say because I don't have a problem.
Said, that's our favorite type of person. So it's fantastic.
Just call them up and tell them that you're interested in starting wellness care. And she said, oh, good. Okay, that's what I need to know. So I saw her the other day and she said, I've been to the chiropractor twice already and I love it, blah, blah, blah. So
that's great.
It's great to see people, you know, when they're ready to make it, they just, they make the change.
Well, it's the same type of idea as dentistry. If someone said, well, I really want to go to a dentist, but I don't have a toothache. You know, you just like, well, of course you would, it's the same idea. Well, you know, ideally you would go to a chiropractor when you're not in crisis. So you can start, you know, gaining health by working on your spine and nervous
system. Right.
And
this woman is a caretaker for her mother, who she has watched be very ill and on many different medications and being, you know, homesick in bed. So I think that for her, she just didn't want to go down that road. So she wanted to make a proactive change in her life.
That was the catalyst, like we were saying, Mike.
Right.
She moved away from the fear of looking like her mother when she got older.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about how to make a change from an innate level.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We're talking about change, making changes in your life. And it's interesting how hard it can feel sometimes. And then at other times, it just the moment comes and there's this click of clarity and it happens quickly. Mm-hmm. You ever notice that? But if you look back hindsight, oftentimes a big change that happened quickly was preceded by a lot of small changes. Maybe you didn't even know why. Like I have a friend who was going through a divorce, and she was deciding to change careers, and she was moving, and she was getting a different pet, and all these things were happening. And
that's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. And then, boom, she made a decision to go back to college and pursue a doctorate. But all those little changes are what brought her to the place that she decided she could do it. And she realized the path was exactly right for her. And all of the changes led her to where she was supposed to be.
And a lot of times when something that you perceive as tragic or negative that happens in your life, it can be actually a time of looking at what's happening and finding, okay, what is the lesson I'm supposed to learn in this, and what changes am I supposed to be making as a result of this? Usually something that happens in your life is a wake-up call that change needs to happen.
Yes.
And we don't always recognize that.
And even with pain, I mean, I'll see people come in with some type of pain syndrome going on in their bodies. And to me, it's their body just yelling at them, saying something needs to happen differently.
Right.
There can be emotional components. There can be physical components. You know, you just have to physically do a different job, or you need to let go of something. It's so funny. When I was working for my sister, this was like, I don't know, 17 years ago, I remember adjusting someone, and it was their right hip, their sacroiliac joint, which is just to the side of your spine. It's that little bump you have at the top of your hip. And there was a day where there was all these people who came in with that area of their spine hurting. And they'd say, oh, it hurts right here. And they'd point right to the side of their hip. And I mentioned it to my sister, and she said, oh, is it on the right side? And I said, yeah, everyone has been on the right side today. She said, oh, that's change. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, typically when people need to make a change in their life or they're going through a major change, they'll get pain in the right sacroiliac joint. And I said, how do you know that? She's like, oh, there's some research on it. And I don't know if there's research on it. I have no idea. But then yesterday, literally my 10th person who had right side joint pain, I'm like, what is going on? So I said to the person, is there a lot of change going on in your life? And she said, well, yesterday my daughter went away to college. She's a freshman. And I'm like, bingo. So the next person who comes in with the right side joint pain, is there a lot of change? And it was like literally.
Why is that though?
Yeah. It's weird. And you know, things happen in groups like that, you know,
yeah,
and
strange.
I've heard ER doctors say that, like everyone will come in with left knee injuries one day and everyone, and it happens as well. But the body will talk to you. It sometimes what's going on is emotional. And as soon as it's faced, like, ooh, the pain's gone. So yeah. That's kind of interesting. But I agree with you, Jessica. A lot of changes happen in a forced way. And then sometimes we'll have that click of clarity and we will make the change based on just something that feels right all of a sudden. And we're not even sure why. But when you look back at the past, we can almost always see how it all happened exactly right. Well, if I hadn't lost my job, then I never would have met this person. Or if I right. hadn't left, you know, the state for that reason because my parent was sick, then I never would have gotten that job. And we can look back and say, oh, you know, all the change that's happened in my life was leading me to where I was supposed to be. And having that trust, mm-hmm. going with your gut when something feels right, even if it doesn't make sense, making changes from that gut level can really serve you.
And that's the key, because there are also times where people will have, you know, something happen in their life because it's telling them there's supposed to be a change, but they might not listen to that.
Yes.
And then the same pattern repeats over and over again because they're not listening to their gut, their innate intelligence saying, you know, something else needs to happen.
Yeah, you're just feeling stuck. I found right. sometimes when I'm feeling stuck, it just feels like I can't quite move. Just making any change in my life, like literally rearranging the furniture in my house, for mm-hmm. example, will initiate enough momentum that I feel better making other changes.
Exactly.
Sometimes
kind of
we
exciting.
Just need to make changes. So let's end today's show with an exercise that you can do as a listener to help actually recognize maybe a change that needs to happen for you. Because oftentimes we know if we just did something that everything could change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what's the thing? You know, what's holding us back? What do we need to do to get organized with how our life needs to move? So what we could do right now is write down one thing that if you just did this, things would be better.
I need to clean out the desk that my computer sits on, like in the drawers, that needs to be organized.
Okay, perfect. What about
What's going to happen from that? You're going to find a winning lottery ticket in there or something?
You just
it could happen.
Don't know.
That's right.
You just don't know.
I could end up with a new desk.
That's right.
You could find, yeah, it may not be a lottery ticket, but you could find something pretty fantastic.
Something I maybe lost a few years ago.
There you go.
For some people, maybe they just need to start some type of exercise program. So they know if I was just exercising, everything could change. If I was just not smoking, everything could change. If I was just communicating better with a certain person, aired out some feelings, everything could change.
Do you suggest starting with something small?
Well, we're going to break it down.
Oh, I see.
So yeah. So if we were to answer the question, if I just did this, and make it something you can control. So if I just did this, things would be better. So write it down. And then the key is ask yourself, what is the very first step in making that happen? So for example, if you want to start exercising, maybe the very first step is I need to figure out where I put my running shoes. I haven't seen them in months. Just where are they? I'm going to find my running shoes and put them by the front door.
I mean, or better yet, I'm going to go shopping and buy a new pair of running shoes. Yay!
And, you know, and maybe cleaning the desk is literally, I'm going to bring a garbage bag down over to the desk so it's ready to throw things away.
Mm.
Like, what's the very, very, very first step? And baby step. But something you could do right now and make that first step. Because what happens with change is change needs momentum. Like literally, we call it the feet on the floor rule. If you're in bed and it's just, you could sit there, you know, lay there for an hour and just think about how you don't want to get up and then all the things you're not doing and then you don't want to get up. And if you were to just put your feet on the floor, you know how it feels. You finally just get yourself out of bed, then all of a sudden everything feels easier. But it's the mm-hmm. thought of how, so the feet on the floor is like the baby step. What's the first step? It could be anything. I mean, literally, if you need to air out a grievance with someone, what's the first step? Do you put a sticky note on your steering wheel that says, call so-and-so at 5 o'clock? Do you put a reminder in your phone? Do you just dial? What is the very, very first step? Just get some type of momentum. Once you have a little momentum, it starts to move. And then here's another suggestion. For some people, to make that first step, they need someone literally like holding their hand. They need someone who can be a catalyst to help them make the change. So asking for help may be the first step. Literally saying to, say, someone important in your life to say, I want to start exercising. Will you help me?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's good to have a buddy, like maybe you have a friend who also needs to make some kind of change in their life, and just texting each other every day to keep each other accountable.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. good to have a support group, that's for sure.
And then lastly, along the same line, is ask yourself the question, if I did this, who else will gain? Who will gain from me doing this? So for example, who would gain from you cleaning your desk?
My husband.
Who would gain from you exercising? Who would, you know, because you can extrapolate it. You can say, okay, if I started to exercise, then I'm likely going to be in a better mood. So I'll probably be less frustrated with my children. And then I'll likely lose some weight. So then all the people I buy the clothes from, or my spouse, or, you know, you could literally like take
everyone at the beach that sees you, it's going to gain from it.
Mike.
Okay. What? Have you been to the beach lately?
Especially if you can wear your Speedo then, right, Mike?
Yeah, so? What do you say?
For some people, if you can make it about more than you, make it about other people, even if it's just a small change, make the reason why really big. And if you can see all the people who can gain from it, it'll be easier to make that step.
The guy at the store that gets the commission for my new desk.
Or your new running shoes.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, I encourage you to actually do this exercise. If you're driving right now, just think through it, ponder it, go with your gut instinct. And I guarantee once you make that first step, things will start feeling easier. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.